I call this meeting to order, the TIF committee. Clerk, if you call the roll.
Alderperson Cy Clark.
No, it's just.
And, let's see.
It's just the TIF.
Oh, just TIF one, okay.
Who's on the TIF?
Okay, Dave Livingston.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Mayor Leif Erick.
Here. And Alderman Spotler is absent. He's the chairman. Okay, so we have a TIF application for the kitchen floor of the visitor center and a TIF application for the window replacement for City Hall. I'll tell you, we're in the TIF district too, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they use TIF money for the doors and the roof here, I think, but.
Oh, cool, good.
I'm not positive on the roof. I know the doors we did.
Can I have something on that? How many bids did you give on the windows?
As many as I could get. Nobody wanted to respond.
Did Brennan respond?
They said they couldn't do them.
Oh, they couldn't do them?
Right. I stopped up there and talked to her, and somebody came down, and he said it was too big a job for them.
Thank you.
And the other people I called them more than once. They came down. I called them again because I didn't hear anything. They're like, well, we came down and looked at them already. I said, I know, but I never got an estimate.
What if we put it up for bids in the paper?
Because I've called and called. I mean, if you want to, you go ahead.
I mean,
that's
just a thought, if somebody read it in the paper.
For $15,000, I don't think you're going to get any cheaper.
Probably not for windows.
20 windows.
Not for windows.
What are they liable?
Well, yeah, it's a mid-name brand company in Peoria.
What are they doing? Are they taking out these and building in and putting regular windows in, or are they?
Yeah, they'll be.
They'll be the same size.
Okay.
It's
the arch on top and everything.
Yeah, well, the arch is a separate window.
I was going to say it looks better with the original.
Yeah.
So it's going to stay original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Except these windows will be naturally new and improved. Double pane, thermal insulated, you know, low E.
David, you're on it.
Are we going to keep these storm windows inside, or? Those were.
Jimmy was in here when he was talking about those. I don't know if those come out, but I know he said put the windows right to the building like the others.
Those were a quick fix because they didn't.
Yeah, I think they come out.
Just kind of.
I don't think we need them.
They're more weather resistant. I don't. I don't think they need.
Because this is the only room gone.
No, with.
Oh, is it?
New insulated glass. They should not need them, you're correct.
Yeah, this is the only room that's got those.
Yeah, should not need them.
Upstairs, there's not upstairs?
Chris said that one, he might as well not even have a window in there, so much air comes in because it's broke.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic air?
But he said the window, they would be drilled into the building just like the ones right now.
Cindy checked this out. The only reason I knew anything is because she told me, okay?
I mean.
I didn't talk to nobody.
That's a chore right there, digging into the stone.
So I called the guy because, you know, because he told me $1,300 a piece at the beginning. And then when the estimate came back at, where were this, $15,000 something. I called him back and I'm like, are you sure that's it? And he's like, yeah, that's it. He said, you know, because these are just going to be solid double pane windows now.
$15,350.
Yeah. And, you know, the lattice work isn't there, you know, no way to open them. So they're just solid double pane windows.
He said that was labor included in everything?
Huh?
He said that was labor included in everything?
That's your guy's name.
I know. His name's John Livingston.
John Livingston, not John Livingston.
Yeah, Livingston, not Livingston.
He's living, not living.
Yeah.
But the 10 upstairs don't have an arch. Mm-hmm. Just the 7 down here do. And then there's the one out front. So there's 20 altogether. And then one plain small one in the bathroom. So, but I've been trying to get estimates for over 2 years.
Right.
Called and called and nobody.
Right.
And I told the guy, I said, I can't get anybody to. And he said, I want to do them. I've done others. I want to do them. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
He looked at him and knew exactly what he was going to do. And it's called Skyline Remodeling on Scenic Drive in Peoria.
He already measured them and everything?
They're not till the ones that make the arch, they're that company, they have to come measure that, because he said it measures a certain way.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But that is included in this estimate. That's $150 to measure.
We went to that home show thing at Peoria.
Yeah.
And she talked to numerous window companies over there. It just blew her off, wouldn't even come look at them.
Much work.
Yeah, they just want.
Too much work, not.
They want the easy.
The minute you said brick, that ran about half of them off right there.
Right. Yeah, because he's going to have a hammer drill, and it's going to take him some time and some.
I mean, here's the folder on it, the vinyl, they gave me, it's vinyl craft windows and doors. So, if anybody wants to look at it. I don't know much about windows, though.
I know we did put 18 new ones in our house. $13
of them in our house for $8,500,
so. Yeah. And they're just regular house windows. Yeah. Special. They're not cheap. But you know, you can take them off your taxes. But Levi sent it to Gwen, the TIF representative, and she said, you know, we could use TIF money for them.
Yeah, they're eligible.
So.
Okay. We don't have to go through the normal process of applying for the TIF. We don't have to go through a developer application. We can just go ahead and, when you're ready to pay the cost, just fill this out. It's an attachment. Oh, this is a big name. Request for verification of the TIF eligibility for public improvement, development projects cost. It's a sheet, and we just have to send that in. Number it, and attach it to the invoices and email it back to Gwen Crawford.
Ready to move to the next thing?
I'm ready.
We're moving to the next.
Moving to the next application. We only got the kitchen floor, the visitor center.
Yeah.
All right.
Kitchen floor.
Same deal, no one else had.
Everybody else we talked to, it was too much. You know, we brought it before the council before, and it was too much.
Is that just a sealed floor, or is that some kind of
he's
special?
She said they would sand it off completely, and then clean it, and then put a new sealant on it.
Okay.
Kinda it's like, not fancy, no glitter, no.
Okay, that's what I mean, kind of like what it is now, just treat or just sealed.
What was the price on that?
You got it.
I don't have copy of the estimate. Yeah, do I have copy of the estimates in here?
It should.
It should.
Yeah,
so I got
it right here.
Absolutely down. Should.
When
the amount? 24?
No, 40 something.
Should be
40,
should be
no,
40
49.86.
That's not too bad.
So what is the?
They're just grinding off the coating.
We got to do 50% ahead of time. That's what the 24 was. I'm like.
They're just grinding off the paint, right? The coating. They're
the
not
coating
leveling anything
now.
Out or grinding any concrete down.
$4,986.
Just making it,
Just taking it, sort of, just prepping it to apply new.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
She said, don't have to take the cabinets out. Just, you know, move the refrigerator probably.
Yeah, that goes into the storage rooms too.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom.
Wherever it needs it.
Yeah.
I think the bathroom has a different floor in it.
Yeah, I think they're tile, aren't they?
Is it tile?
I'm not sure. But
apparently, the visitor center also has a small leak in the roof. You know anything about that? Evan, didn't you tell me that had a leak over there in the visitor center?
Yeah, in the southwest corner, or northwest corner.
So we should get somebody to
look at it.
Yeah, we don't want to let that go.
Is that the same one was there before, or did
it's
we
in the same
before?
Area.
Same.
Because we had a leak up there before, right, and we patched it, or?
we tried to modify it a little bit, but I did talk, Burroughs was in here, Burrough Brothers. They mentioned that they could go up and look at it and give us an idea. We're waiting until after winter is done to try to take the bucket truck up.
Oh, right.
All right.
I haven't made it there yet.
Looks like a plan.
She said she could do it and she'd have it done in 2 days. It was a lady.
That's good.
So you guys good with this?
I'm good with that.
Do we want to have a vote to
recommend? I recommend the TIF for the replacement of windows, 20 windows, double pane windows at a price. We're on the paperwork here. $15,350.
All right, what about the other one? We're doing both this together?
Yeah, I can put them both in one.
Yeah.
And also to extend my motion is that we approve the TIF for sanding the kitchen floor and prepping the floor and protective coating at the visitor center for a price of $4,986.
There you go.
Yeah, $4,986.00.
All right. That sound good to you, David?
Very good.
All right, that's a second by David. And I am also in agreement, so I will recommend that to the full council. Anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so.
Meeting just pertaining to these two?
Yeah, I think so.
I just was going to ask a question, but we can do that later.
All right. If nothing else, this TIF meeting is adjourned. We'll call this meeting to order. Everyone would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance and help this council make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you all for coming. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Layfair.
Here. All right, having a quorum, everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the March 26th meeting. Have any questions, additions, corrections? If none, if we can have a motion to approve those minutes, please.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report. Cindy.
I have nothing new. We'll discuss it later on in the meeting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just proud of myself. I haven't skipped you for like last 3 or 4
I
meetings.
Know,
I've been doing
good.
3 years in, I'm getting it down. All right. Treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown is absent this evening. You have a treasurer's report in your packet. Attorney's report, Nathan Collins is also absent this evening. Engineer, we have no engineer. Number 10, public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this council? Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John Spotlow is absent. Streets and alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
The only thing I have, the chiefs want to get rid of a lot of the junk that's in the garage. It would probably be nice for room in there, but I just want to make sure. Do you have a pile of metal down, Evan, somewhere that you...
We have a scrap pile.
They can take the cage, they can take the cages down there and throw in that pile.
Yeah.
And talk to the mayor. He said as they're kind of interested in the light bars, they'll maybe try to get something out of them.
They feel there's a market for them and they can make some money for their ESDA fund. So we just don't give them away or throw them away. I mean, that's why they change squad cars every few years, folks. All right, moving on. Water Department, Kendall Miller.
Everything's going good unless Evan has anything. I know, I'm still waiting on a grant, but
yeah.
Did we get the old police car picked up and brought here or?
He was on vacation, but I sent him a text and he was going to make some arrangements.
He would, last word I had from him, he was going to get a hold of Harmon and have it brought down here.
Okay.
So they can get,
sorry,
for interrupting you.
No, you're...
So they can get the cage and stuff out of it because it's evidently twitchable.
So you had something later?
No, we're just still in the process of getting all this stuff sent off to get the ground storage rehabilitation underway.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Moving on, utilities, publications, and public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I've got nothing for that. Got something down the list there a little ways, but Evan might have something.
Well, I got Sarah finished routine for visitor center, cleaning floors, just giving it a quick makeover.
Looks nice in there. It was in there
a while now.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Looks a lot better.
Such a nice building.
All right, moving on, tourism.
The only thing I have is, Aaron, you're probably going to talk about it, but anyway, there's a new project going on with the chamber and that, and if you wanted to talk about it, I'll leave that up to you.
It's up to you?
No, I don't know that much about it. I just seen it the other day. And so anyway, there's a new project that's starting up, and other than that, that's all I have in tourism.
I have a couple of things in tourism, I guess. Mike Battefeld called me from Prairie State Bank and said they are tentatively planning a car show / cruise in at the fairgrounds on June 29th.
Awesome.
And they want to do their cruise from the fairgrounds to the high school and back.
What group's that?
Prairie State Bank.
Oh, that's just them doing it?
It's the bank, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was real positive. He thought he'd have quite a few vehicles.
That's June 29th?
June 29th.
Okay. Car show and...
Car show and a cruise in.
Cruise in? Okay.
Yeah, that's the word. It's in the organizing stages.
If that
right
wasn't
now.
On a Thursday night, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Music in the park.
Oh, it would be. You're
they
right.
Could stop down, they could stop downtown and park.
Yeah.
I offered the square and said if you guys, want to put it on the square and... Instead, but he said they thought the fairgrounds would work better, more room, and then they'd have the whole town to cruise all of Main Street.
Nice.
So, and the second thing, I was contacted by Mark Bixler. He's from here in town. He's a local radio guy, but he also has a business of his own. But he wants to remind us all to attend the prayer observance in Fulton County on Thursday, May 2nd. Be held in Jones Park in Canton from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. So that's a National Day of Prayer Task Force praying for our nation, leaders, churches, and families. So I want to bring that to everyone's attention. And I have nothing else.
Thanks.
Moving on, TIF. We had a TIF meeting prior to this one. We'll discuss those things later. Citizens Committee, Amanda is not here. Levi, did we hear anything from Amanda?
I am going to be going through two online programs for IEPA, and they're just programs on how to utilize the funds and proper reporting for the funds when we use them. And that's just the next step that we need in order to get this grant going.
Okay, that's for the water grant.
Yes, it is.
All right, very good. Thank you, Levi. Christmas committee, did Kenny contact anyone? I don't see Kenny.
Oh, I seen him earlier and he said, I have nothing to say. That's okay, I'll pass it on.
That's not true. He's always got something to say.
He always has.
Anyone who knows Kenny knows he's always got something to say. So, all right, moving on, Economic Development Committee. I think we have someone here for that.
So I have a couple of posters that Mike had made up about Lewistown's economic advancement project. And so it's kind of something that I talked about a few weeks ago. But basically, everyone's invited. You all are invited. It's kind of a collaboration coming together. Everybody knows the issues that they have, and it's maybe putting a light on some of them and trying to figure out some solutions, trying to see if everybody's in the same path of what they want fixed, when they want it fixed. We reached out to the program that did the mapping program in 2012. They're looking at trying to get us into like almost a refresher course instead of a whole mapping program, since we, Lewistown already did that in 2012, so I have more information about that, hopefully. But this is at the auditorium, April 9th. There'll be posters up all around town. I'm going to leave these here and see if Levi can help me find the best.
What's the day again? I can't read.
April 29th.
April 29th. Okay.
Monday, 6 to 7 in the auditorium.
April 29th.
We'll find some good spots.
Awesome.
Levi, don't let me forget.
April 29th.
Don't let me forget. I'm putting it in my phone, but it won't come out sometimes.
The other economic development pieces, I just want to
introduce. What time was it? 6 o'clock.
So she is the Spoon River Economic Development.
It's the Spoon River Partnership for Economic Development. So Cole McDaniel was in the director role before me. And so when you mentioned tourism, so Fulton County does pay for half of the salary to the marketing and tourism director that is in my office. So like for your cruising, I'm not sure if the bank has contacted our office yet or not, but so any tourism pieces that you have that you would like to have marketing for, our office can create free flyers, put it on the Fulton County Outdoors page. There's a calendar. We've already got your music in the park on that website. We can do any sort of flyers and events, and we do radio spots, and we have banner ads, and we can create any sort of marketing for any tourism things that you have, and we would be more than happy to work with your mapping program, and I'll be at the LEAP event and be more than happy to support any economic development or marketing and tourism that Lewistown has. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was 6 o'clock?
Yes, 6 to 7.
6 o'clock on the 29th.
On a Monday night.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just one more thing I have about it is the website. I know it was talked about last time. I know a couple of people said good idea. Is that, do y'all need to make a motion on that or to go out to bid for it?
We'd have to put it out.
I'm just wondering, formally, if something needs to happen. Just
we'd have to put it out for competitive bid.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like I said, I don't want to shop his
100%. Bid.
So I don't know how to word it to put it out for bid.
Make a motion to put it out for bid.
Updating of our
website.
Yeah, website.
I'm sure it's just a claim that we could probably get that on the
updating and maintaining
the next meeting to on the agenda.
Okay,
and
then we on the agenda next.
So to take bids for the.
You probably can get it publicized that quick.
No, but we can discuss.
We can get on the. We can make the motion to get put out for bid, and then
we'll
give them probably the second, or probably a whole 2 meetings to get the bids back to us. So
okay. Anybody else have any questions or anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll move on. Public Works Report, Mr. Evan Palmer.
No, since last time we met, we got some culverts lined up that we need to address, get those done. We started digging on Catholic just to, since we had all the rain, we can see where the water was going. Kendall's got done with the line inventory program. There's a few that hasn't been found yet, but they'll be back in to fix any holes that they core drilled in the roads. Other than that, just start attachment. Working on that, pulling chip. If it gets okay, we can start on that program. The building passes, everything's good. I had a gentleman come down with filters to give me a price on that, so I'll be able to present that. Street sweeper needs some maintenance. I had a gentleman meet me today. He's going to draw up a list and get us a price of the stuff that we need to get that maintenance. And then I got a list of street signs that I'll probably have to get approved at the next meeting for how many's missing and need replaced, the price of this kind of speed. So that's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right. All right, we'll move on to unfinished business. Discuss the annual appropriation ordinance for fiscal year 25. Becca is here for any questions. Do you have anything, Becca, that you want to add? Or?
After our last meeting I attended, I met with the city engineer and got a realistic timeline of the projects. Should you choose to proceed with them, which ones would be in this, what part of the expenses would be in this fiscal year. So those have been adjusted. So the deficit and the EPA loan would not be something occurring in your FY25 budget. So the only project that should see completion in the fiscal year coming up would be the ground storage tank that we have the grant coming in for, and then the city is required to put in $400,000 of its own money. So overall, the budget has a deficit of $578,000. Part of that is from your ARPA funds that were received in prior years that you're going to expend as part of the city's portion of the $400,000. Another significant portion of it is $110,000 for MFT. So the city does have an ample surplus in reserves to cover that deficit, but they're more like one-time projects and not the city's operating budget is the deficit. And then for those that received their packet prior to today, I did have a typo on one line of the salaries. You have certain individuals who are paid a flat rate per meetings, and one of your employees accidentally got grouped in with that. So that was corrected. For those that received their packet previously. Those of you that didn't get your packet till today, you won't even notice the difference.
So what was the total diff so that I can get that number?
$578,578.
Okay.
That makes your $1 million look like not so much, doesn't it? That everybody's worried about, yeah.
Don't take long to shrink it, does it?
Yeah.
So your budget hearing then is scheduled. It was published in the paper for April 26th at 6 p.m. And then you'll have a special meeting at 6:30 immediately following where you can vote to pass. And if you have any other changes before then, let me know and I can update them and send it back.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Becca.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Any questions or discussion? Well, I'm waiting. If we want to approve this, I need a motion to approve.
I think we just left this out to discuss.
It doesn't approve, it just discusses.
We don't have to approve it tonight, no?
We can't approve it until the 26th.
Oh, okay, all right.
Sorry.
Okay, so we're just discussing.
Make sure you find it acceptable.
All right. Everybody having problems? No discussion? If not, we'll move on. All right, we'll move on. New business. Kendall wants to talk about liquor license ordinances.
Yeah, this is a something that was brought to my attention here a while back, and I think we talked about it last year. But in the liquor ordinance, I believe probably back in you guys' time. But anyway. It reads under A for outdoor events that any licensee properly licensed under this chapter to sell alcoholic liquor or consumption common premises may, upon successful application to the city of Lewistown, hold up to 3 outdoor events upon the licensed premise per calendar year. It was asked to change that to 3. There was never an amount set that are either there, just strike it, and just they have to, every time they want one, they have to get with the city and they have it approved. So that was, I think, one amendment was to do that, is to amend an amendment that they still have to get approved by the city, but to do away with the 3. And I think the other question was to do away with the $20. So. For the application fee, but that's where it's at, and that would be the only changes that I see that was requested. So, and I didn't know what you felt about that. If you had any questions, that would be the changes to the ordinance would be to eliminate the 3. The 3 would be
the limit.
Yeah. And that, but they would still have to do everything else as far as what the ordinance says, except, and then also to eliminate the $20 application fee.
So you still have to come.
You still have to get a permit from the city, an advocacy.
And if they want to close off street.
Yeah, you still have to get a permit from the.
Okay.
Does that have to come before the council?
Pardon me?
Does that have to come before the council?
I believe so. Either that or the liquor commission. I'm not sure on that. I think it has to come before the council.
I don't think it does. I think all they had to do was get the permit and
just redo that. I think it was set that that's okay. Why it was set at 3. That
yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't believe it has to go before anyone.
Said all outdoor events permits issued under this section shall be valid for the date specified and for a period of time not exceed licensed operating hours. Let's see. The applicant shall be submitted to the city of Lewistown not less than 14 days prior to the date of the proposed outdoor event. So evidently they just go through, come in and ask for a permit, and it doesn't have to come through the city council.
The next problem that's a little bit off course of this is when they have an event on Saturday, they want us to pay our city guys to come block the street off. And I don't think we should be paying overtime for their events. I think we should just leave them the barricades and it be their responsibility to set them up.
Leave them there on Friday and or the day before.
I think that's the way the the Oktoberfest used to do it too. I think they just set them up afterwards once the traffic was gone out of Main.
But they've expected you to come up and set them up, haven't they?
One of us with the city.
So I think it should be kind of maybe a given.
I mean, we can totally amend the thing and just put in what you want in here. I mean, that's. Let's see, all.
Well, we can just, we don't need to put it in the ordinance. It just needs to be brought up that we don't need to be paid overtime.
Sure.
You don't need to be bothered on a weekend just to come up and put up a barricade.
If the general consensus is to do this, why don't we just give it to Nathan to rewrite it and then we'll vote on it at a later date?
Yeah, I can relay it to him.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Does everyone think we should do away with the $20 or not?
I think they pay enough in their liquor license and they're trying to bring people into the city.
I think if we want to have crowds come to our town and people putting it on and that, I think we should, encourage them, and then $20 is kind of not encouraging them.
And that's kind of the reason for doing it, is open it up so it's. And I think the business that approached me on it, that, of course, we all know who it is, but they wanted to. They're expecting a lot more, to do a lot more this summer and open it up to the public more and keep the downtown busy. And so that's kind of where it comes from. But it's up for open for everybody. That,
I would do away with the $20 myself.
So. But we can have that stricken, and then we can have the, and then just reword it on, it's probably going to have to be reworded on it. I think the other thing was, except that all live or recorded music must stop no later than 11 p.m.
Which she's always done.
Usually, I think anymore it's midnight, isn't it? 12 o'clock?
Probably.
So that's something that.
We can have it stop at 12 o'clock at night.
12 or 1 a.m. If you wanted to go all the way through till 12 and then stop it the next day at 1 a.m., then that's how.
I'm all right with the 11. There's, I mean, you got residents right here. I won't hear it. It won't bother me, but you have residents right here. That,
11?
Yeah, I'm fine with being 11.
Well, you got a house over here in the same block.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know, exactly. I mean, right beside him.
Yeah. I think 11 is late enough. They can start it at 7 and still 4 hours out.
Yeah, they have music.
Yep. Okay. And in 14 days, not less than 14 days, prior to the date of the proposed outdoor events. And you did, I mean, that's going to be a
7 days.
Yeah.
7 days?
Yeah. Okay.
That would need to be 2 weeks out.
Well, they're going to know because they're going to have their band lined up and that. I mean, they're not planning this.
No.
It's probably 14 days because you only meet every 14 days.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I don't think we have to approve it even.
I think the only time we.
We have to change the ordinance.
That's all we have to do. We close the road. When we do the ones here where we close the road, that would have to be approved every time.
Yeah.
Because closing the road.
We may not be here in a couple of years. Let's see. Okay. All right. So we'll strike the $20. Strike to hold up to three. And then just put 7 days. So if we can have the attorney just rewrite the ordinance. I think the rest of it's probably. Then we can put it on the next. Once it does that, then we can get it on the council meeting.
What did you say about the three?
Eliminate the three.
Three, okay.
No limit to the events.
Yes.
One week out and get rid of the 20.
Because not only that, there may be other functions that want to use the same thing besides just.
Yeah.
No, the VFW always has music too.
We should probably.
VFW has out.
Yeah, the VFW, yes.
We should probably put in this ordinance too that just city people will lead the barricades wherever the function's going to be, and it would be there.
Just say barricades will be provided.
I don't think you have to do that.
I think that's just a,
okay.
Yeah.
That's just a policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it's going to be.
Kind of moral decision.
But it says 11 o'clock now, right?
Yes, it's just going to say the same as far as that. 11 o'clock. The only change is going to be the eliminate the three.
And no 20.
Change that around so it has no limit. And then 7 days prior, has to be 7 days prior. And then other than that, I think it was the $20. So.
Yeah, no fee.
No cost fee.
And any of it can always be changed. If it doesn't work, it can always be changed. We've changed it 1,000 times.
Sounds good.
All right, Levi, do you have that? You'll contact Mr. Collins tomorrow.
I will.
All right.
That's all I have on that.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Nothing further, we'll move on. Discuss conditions at 615 Avenue E. Mr. Collins wrote an email after your inquiry about this property.
It's actually West Avenue E, but it's not on there. Yeah. I don't want to get us confused what side of town we're on. The only reason I had it put on the agenda was I'd had several people 6 months ago. And I thought maybe since the police action and what was found during the police action might change the condition, which we could do something with. I talked to Nathan, and he said we need to find out more details about the police action. And, I mean, it's one of them like the Henderson House on North Main, same situation.
Yeah, we got a couple of those.
I don't think it's the same situation, really. Do you?
I agree, David. I don't think so either.
That
house was falling down. I don't.
I don't think it's even resemble. I don't think that's a fair comparison at all.
All right. Well, I don't know what condition the house is in on the inside, but
that's really not very much our business anyway.
Okay.
Is it, Doug?
I don't think so. But
not the interior.
I don't think so. My business.
I think the yard looks terrible.
Yeah.
My business is my 100x100 on Jewel Street.
That's
my business.
Right. I don't really want to tell them. How'd you say it the other day? I don't want to tell them whether they can plant petunias or not.
No, I'm just doing what I've had neighbors come to me and they want something done. So, and I have explained to them the procedure. But they need to see it in the paper or discussed it, and then they'll.
If these people see an ordinance violation, they should call the police and sign a complaint for that ordinance violation, so they will testify that ordinance violation is there, and that's what they have to do.
And they've been told that.
And then they'll get to know the court system like I do.
But then nobody will do that.
Has everybody drove? That's because it makes them out to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Has everybody drove down and actually looked at this physically?
I don't know where it's at, but I'd have to look at it.
It's a mess.
You know where Bob West used to live down there?
Yeah.
That it's that would be the house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
It's one where the big tree fell on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And there's several more in town about like it. Yeah, they're burned out holes in town.
Right at the end of my street there, Howard's property. Can't do
yeah.
Howard's.
Yeah.
So right behind
any situation.
There's a lot of them here.
There's
guys.
Several
yeah.
of them.
There's a lot of them. I don't
it's like never ending.
The only yeah. reason I brought it up, I was hoping maybe we brought enough attention to it that the two people that are paying the taxes on it might maybe do yeah. something on their own. Because I knew before even put it on here that we've been through this how many times. So, it's the end of that.
All right, well, Nathan, like I say, wrote an email, and there's instructions
yep.
on there, and if we want to pursue this further, the police and Nathan should be involved.
I'm going to keep that close at hand, and when somebody asks me again, I'm going to hand them his email.
There you go.
So, all right, we'll move on then. We don't have anything further on that. The TIF application for the kitchen floor, the visitor center, we also have the next thing is the TIF application for the window replacement at City Hall. We had a TIF committee meeting prior to this, and the TIF committee recommends approval of these two applications. But we need to discuss it as a full council and take action. So.
We need it.
It's for replacing windows in City Hall, 20 windows, amounts $15,350. And the kitchen floor, we sand it off, prep it, and then a protective, another coating put on it. Now they're just sanding off the paint or whatever finishes on there.
Old sealer.
The old sealer, $4,986. So, if we want to pay for these two items under TIF, we need probably a motion for each.
Yeah.
And then,
well, I'll make a motion for
We'll do the kitchen floor first.
Okay, I'll make a motion for the kitchen floor TIF.
At the visitor center for the amount of $4,986. Any discussion on that? Any questions? If not, we have a second, please.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to repair the kitchen floor to visitor center under TIF. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
Do I vote on that?
Yeah, we'll go ahead. Yeah,
I thought I did.
Yeah,
with yeah,
the TIF. Yeah.
Okay. And next, we'll move to the next, the window replacement. As I said, it was $15,350 to replace 20 windows in City Hall.
Make a motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second to replace the windows in City Hall under this TIF application. Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries.
What number did we bet each other on that window bid?
What now?
That window bid was cheaper than I expected.
Yeah, I did too.
It was cheaper than what I thought it would be.
A lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't seen the windows yet.
A lot of times those bigger windows aren't any more money than the smaller ones. I noticed that when I've put windows in before, and it always surprises me too.
I don't know. I just had a guess of about $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because talked to him, and I'm like, okay, that's
I know how many windows I put in the house in Cuba, and I know what it costs, and I just thought.
I said, that's a measuring fee and installation and everything. He said, yes.
And this is the only guy she could get to do it. No one else wanted to do it, and this guy really wants to do it, she said.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's cheap.
Which is good. I mean, he's hungry. He wants to work.
amazing nowadays.
All right, we'll move on. Manhole risers. That sounds like street department. David?
Don't know very much about it. Sorry. Evan does. He didn't talk to me about it.
Okay.
What's that?
The manhole risers.
Oh, yeah. Manhole risers in the street where any sewers or storms are at. I had Gary go through when he got back. So he's still on my duty. So he went through. He checked some of the old shit program and some really bad ones. So we got a price list on it, and I just wanted to present it and see if that was all right, that we can get those purchased. So,
you know, have the amount of Kendall?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
So wait, how many is there?
1640.
Yeah.
For eight, and then 310 for...
Yeah, two of them at 310.
Yeah.
And one, 10 one half-inch riser and one one-inch riser are both 310, so that's $620. And then the other one is for 8 inch and a half cast adjustment rings is $1,640. So.
Yeah, so it's...
It's $1,750? No.
I make a motion to purchase that.
22 cents.
Yeah.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to purchase these manhole risers. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Yeah.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, we'll move on to the supplemental maintenance resolution. Cindy, what's our Levi? Someone?
Yeah.
Levi, what is this?
This is for the MFD, and I gave you the original copy, Cindy, that I had.
Yes. Okay. It's $135,000. We always do a resolution, like in January, to carry us over till April 1st. That's the rest of that, right?
Okay.
And then this is the, until April, till May 1st. And then this is the rest of it.
Is it motor fuel tax stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's motor fuel tax.
All right, everyone has that in their packet. Do you have any questions?
It's so we can use the motor fuel tax money.
I move to approve the supplemental maintenance resolution.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Do we roll call vote for that?
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
That motion carries.
And we need one on the estimate of
maintenance costs. Yep, same thing. Yep.
Okay, I move to approve the estimate of maintenance costs.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We have no other business.
I forgot a while ago. I want to personally thank Jason Herrick cleaning up his house that was on fire up there in that 10th page. See, he's got it.
Is it torn down? Really?
Dug down, and Devin's been hauling some dirt up there so they can recoup a lot.
Very good.
I'm sure Ted and his neighbors appreciate it.
Very good. All right.
We need more people to do that.
Amen. All right, everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Questions, comments? Anything? If no one has any questions, we get a motion to approve properly endorsed bills, please. Have a motion and a second to pay the bills. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. Motion carries. We do not need a closed session. No closed session. We have no other business. We have a motion to adjourn, please.
I move to adjourn.
This meeting is adjourned. Thanks for coming. May God bless you all.
All right.
Oh boy.